Hello and welcome back to the Elevate Your Small Business podcast. And this week we're talking about looking through the lens of success. Because a lot of us can be very harsh on ourselves. We tend to be our own harshest critic. And we beat ourselves up about a lack of progress, about not reaching certain goals at certain times, about not getting enough done, about not growing our business fast enough. And it's interesting because that's not always reality. Do you remember looking back at the end of the year? Before you start the new year, you look back and you recognize all that you've achieved that year, and it shocks you because you realize just how much you did accomplish, how far you did come, how many lives you did change. You forgot to recognize it along the way, and instead you decided to give yourself a hard time. So today we're going to be looking at an alternative. How can we help ourselves to grow by looking through the lens of success?
Hi, I'm Libby Knight, and I've helped hundreds of small business owners and entrepreneurs to break through their limiting beliefs and take their business to new heights. Together, we design their business their way. We start with mindset and build on the strategy, using my years of experience in sales, marketing, product development, and more. If you're ready to elevate yourself and your business, then keep listening. This is the Elevate Your Small Business podcast.
So how are you going to stop beating yourself up and start seeing your business through the lens of success, which is inevitably going to lead to a different outcome? And you're much more likely to grow and succeed if you look through the lens of success. Now, it's totally understandable to get frustrated. And we are human. We do tend to be pretty hard on ourselves. But one thing to understand is that when you are viewing your business, viewing your experiences, viewing clients, relationships, progress, whatever you're looking at, you are only seeing one version of reality. Now, often we have a perception of what's going on, and we look at stats and realize that the truth is something quite different. And that's true in that example that I gave of reviewing your business at the end of the year, where you see that what you perceive to be true is not always what's really happened. But you've really given yourself a hard time and felt a certain way about how much progress you've made, or what kind of business owner you are, or how good you are at something. And then you see that reality either through reflecting on what you achieved or looking at your stats, and you realize that, wow, my profit margin went up. I have these great reviews where I've impacted somebody's life. I had a great launch that went better than expected. You know, I had more clients this year than I did the year before. And this is when we look through the lens of success. So if we're not doing that on the regular, what tends to happen? We focus on the negative rather than the positive. It tends to be the most obvious thing that we see. So how can you start viewing your business through the lens of success so that you can foster a more proactive and positive approach to building your business and therefore make faster progress? Let's look at why we do what we do first, so that we can understand what's going on and make change. Because isn't that what we're trying to do? We're trying to make better choices. So what's happening at the moment is you are viewing the world and have always looked through a filter. And this filter has built up over time through your experiences, through what you've been taught, through what you've seen, what you've heard, what you've understood, through the environment you live in. So all of this experience that you've had in life to date has created a filter. And so now everything that you see and do and experience is fed through that filter, And what comes out the other side is your interpretation of what's going on. And so your filter and your interpretation is unique to you. This is your map of the world. So what's happening in life to the world? There is a reality, but no one at all ever sees that reality. What they see is their interpretation, and that is determined by the filter. So this could be involve the labels that you carry around that people have given you over the years. It could be the biases you have because of the experiences that you've had. It could be the messages, the lessons that you've been taught since you were very small. And that could be determined by the people around you, by the teachers you've had, by the things that you've watched, the books you've read. So everything is creating a filter. And when we are experiencing life and business, we are being fed millions and millions and millions of pieces of information. And this is what is really happening. But it is coming to us in the version of sights, of sounds, of tastes, of smells. And we can't deal with all that information. Consciously, we can only deal with 7 pieces of information out of millions. So the pieces that you are aware of are the ones that have got through your filter. And the ones that someone else is aware of have gone through their filter. So if you think about perhaps you've got a sibling or a best friend and you have very similar childhoods and you did a lot of the same things, went to a lot of the same places, hung around with a lot of the same people. But if you talk to them now and talk about memories, you will both have different interpretations of what happened, of what you experienced, of who was there, what was said, what happened, because you are feeding that memory through your own filter. So can you see how there is reality, but we don't see the reality? What we see is our interpretation, our version of reality. So when you are looking through your own lens and coming up with a conclusion about life, about business, about progress, this is just one version of many, many possibilities, depending on how you're filtering reality. And that is creating a perception. So is this perception that you have serving you? You look at your business and you see what you've achieved. Is the perception the same as that one you have when you review your year? Are you feeling equally successful every day as you do when you look back at your progress at the year-end review? If there's a discrepancy, perhaps you can do something about that. What could you do to make sure that you are having those aha moments and those that recognition of success every single day? Because the alternative is to keep beating yourself up. And which one do you think is the most effective and productive when it comes to realizing your potential and reaching the success that you know that you're capable of? You know you have so much potential inside you. But do you think you're more likely to realize that if you keep being self-critical and noticing your shortfall, or if you recognize your success? Which one do you think is going to have a more profound and positive effect on your future? Now, as we've said, we have a filter. This is how the human mind works. The unconscious is taking in a lot of information. The conscious can only deal with a very tiny amount of that information. We have a filter. So, you know, self-compassion here. We are human. A lot of this is happening without our awareness. It's happening outside of awareness. We are not robots. We are not computers. We are human. With all our beauty and all our flaws, We are human. So some self-compassion here. So let's look at the stories that we're telling ourselves. And why are we telling ourselves those stories about what is really happening in our business? And let's recognize if what we are telling ourselves is true, or is it our filtered information creating a perception and an interpretation? And one way to do this is to look at your stats. So when you look at your numbers, financial numbers, and your numbers behind your marketing activities, are they telling you the same story as that story that you've been telling yourself about how successful you are being? Now, of course, you're going to probably have some stats that you know could be improved. And that's great. You know, we are not overthinking. We are looking at stats and interpreting them, head brain stuff, learning from them. And we are also approaching this from our three brains, a head, a heart, and a gut. And our heart is all about self-compassion. So when we have self-compassion, we can recognize that looking through the lens of success is far kinder, but we can also be proactive and create plans based on fact. So this is a blend of strategy and action blended with a mindset that is compassionate and positive and recognizes our success. So by blending those different facets of business, the strategy, the action, with the mindset, we can make much faster progress than we will if we are only doing one or the other. And to do both of these, we want to engage all three of our beautiful intelligence centers, our head, our heart, and our gut. So we want to be thinking and interpreting and making meaning with our head. We want that self-compassion. We want to live to our values through our heart. We want to have the courage to take action and to be our true selves through our gut. And when we do this and we have self-compassion, we have courage, we are creative, we can stop being so self-critical and look through a lens of curiosity and a lens of compassion and a lens of exploration and a lens of what's possible. So looking forward, which lens are you going to view your business through? Are you going to be using that lens of success, recognizing every win, every gain, looking with curiosity at the potential within your business, and believing that you are going to fulfill that true potential inside you? Because the quality of your life and your business are determined by which lens you choose to look through. Enjoy your business, because this is a huge part of your life, and the quality of your business and your life are so closely intertwined. I'll see you again next time on the Elevate Your Business podcast.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Elevate Your Small Business podcast. Feel free to share it if you know someone who needs to hear it today. And if you enjoyed it, I'd be so grateful if you could write a review so that more small business owners can benefit. The world needs more mission-led, independent businesses just like yours. You can find out more about me and what I do at libby-knight.com. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode.